In a letter to State Department of Transportation Commissioner Mark Lukin, State Office of Management and Budget Director Pat Pitney has advised DOT to proceed within existing appropriations to continue work on the Kinnick Arm crossing. The memo, dated July 6th, advises DOT to seek federal loan money to pursue right-of-way requirements. The memo essentially removes the Kinnick Arm project from a state halt on mega projects. DOT spokeswoman Shannon McCarthy says the memo will allow DOT to pursue a letter of interest for a federal TIFIA loan.
We're picking up really exactly where we left off when the administrative order was issued. So we were about to pursue the letter of interest for TIFIA. We were, you know, working with the National Marine Fisheries Service for the permit, which most of the other permits hinge on this permit. And then, of course, finishing up the right-of-way, in particular working with the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
McCarthy says the steps outlined in the memo are all outside of the control of the state, so it makes sense to pursue them so the state can decide whether to move forward on the bridge project or not.